Councillor Skills.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a point of clarification. On page 101, this is definite. The Crusader Business Park and the Oakwood, that's to be rejected as a site. Good. Yep. I don't know. Why should it have even been in there? I don't understand that.
No. Councillor Howard.
Farmer behind that affair.
Thank you, Chair. I echo many of the comments that were said about the examples of what the problems we have with the lorries on the A120. And while it may not be illegal to pull a U-turn at that junction, I would, in my opinion, say that it is illegal to do the actual manoeuvres that they frequently do, and I've witnessed many times. At about 8:10 in most mornings, you will see a lorry pulling a U-turn then, and on many occasions I've seen cars having to brake hard, even when doing 50 miles an hour, to miss them, because obviously they do it very slowly, and they don't seem to wait for an actual gap in the traffic, they just go for it because they're bigger, and that's not acceptable. So we want to make sure that the lorries are driving safely. It's also important, as said, that the rubbish that's being transited or deposited is transited or deposited in the appropriate place and not deposited along our roadsides, and perhaps we should have a mechanism to recharge them for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Howard. I think in your motion that you've moved as amended, I think we should sort of make sure that it's done in the strongest possible terms. That particular issue that applies to the waste transfer facility and any other future waste sites, because that's the concern, isn't it? It's new sites that are being talked about. We're going to have the same problems there with roads being abused, crap flying out of lorries, you know, traffic regulations being just flouted by these massive, great, big 40-tonne lorries. It's a big concern, and so far they've shown to be a poor partner in addressing it. And I think I speak on behalf of the committee when we have got grave concerns about their ability to manage it in the future. I think that needs to be reflected very strongly in the response that we send back to them. I think I'm capturing something.
May I give a point of information to the committee? I managed to... I was following a lorry, as we all have done, and some litter was flying out of it. And out of courtesy, I went to, because it used to be my portfolio before the last election, so I went to the senior officer at county about it and handed it up to him. He ignored me, so that was meat and gravy to me. So he went straight. So I went straight back to him and said that, and he came back to me. We did get through Councillor Talbot, the portfolio holder. The last clean-up was paid for by county. But the other point is, because they're not playing ball, and they aren't playing ball, is every time you see that, take a note of the number of the lorry, if you can, without driving off the road, and count all the pieces of paper out. Because there's one thing I will assure you, I will do as much as I can with our monitoring officer here, to assume that we will issue a fixed penalty fine for every single piece of paper they put on our roads. We only have to do that twice, and suddenly I think we'll find a very different attitude coming along. I will certainly, I don't travel that very often, that stretch, but I will certainly do that next time if I catch one doing that and I get stuck behind one. Every single piece of paper comes out of that car. If you've got the number, time and date, send it to send it through to our monitoring officer, or Ms. Hastings, who will then send it to the appropriate officer, and we will make sure and let us know, and I will move heaven and earth that we issue a fixed penalty fine for every. And I think we only have to do that two or three times, and suddenly, because they are, if you look at them, they are different contractors coming in. And I think that's all you need to do.
I haven't had my tea yet. It's been moved, and I'm going to read the recommendation,
John Fox.
Members. It's been moved by Nick, seconded by Gary, that the Local Plan Committee agrees the recommended responses as set out in the main body of this report, together with the concerns raised by the committee. And B, that the planning and regulation manager be authorised to submit the attached response to Essex County Council before the end of the consultation period, including supporting the response from Brightling City Town Council. And I'm quite happy if that sort of is ramped up in terms of it being the grave concerns raised by the committee in the strongest possible terms, but I think officers have got the flavour of what we've been talking about quite well. Are we happy to agree that? Let's have a show of hands. Right, brilliant. That's unanimous. Thank you. Now, that was the last item on the agenda. Can I thank members of the committee for bearing with us on a difficult night? And thank you, members of the public, for sitting quietly and patiently throughout that. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you all very much. Jeff, can I just have a quick word?